Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. It is so good to be with you this Monday evening. I am so very happy to have as my special guest the owner of the Advanced Spiritual Energy Management System, and his name is Robert Tum. He's from Florida, and I want to tell you that he's experienced enough to know the old clearing methods are not adequate, and yet young enough to know all about the new clearing negative energy materials and methods. So I want to share a lot with you about Mr. Robert Tum, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce you right now. How are you this evening, Robert?
I'm doing good, Vicki. That's quite an opening there, so I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, I'm just very excited. I want to just share one with all the listeners. We will be, you know, we're live tonight, so if you want to call in and share your discussions about energy, that we would welcome that. I want to share one thing with everyone listening, is that I have, in my vast experience with different healing modalities, still had some of the same problems. They never seem to go away. I worked with you, Robert, for about 6 weeks, and I continue to work with you, but this was in the initial stages, and something that had never shifted, shifted for me. So I knew that there was something different about what you were doing than anything that I had ever experienced before. So I want to just ask you, I have so many questions for you this evening. Now, you talk about advanced spiritual energy management system. Can you tell everyone a little bit about how you came up with that? What does that mean?
Well, Vicki, I compare it to computer technology in a lot of ways, because my background comes from computer mainframes, and my mentor is a retired NASA engineer. And so what we've tried to do over the years is blend technology with esoteric practices. And so as our processes and techniques and our discoveries has evolved over the years, we've tried to come up with a term that could set it apart from just day-to-day clearing activities and processes. So that's how the term came about, the advanced system, because it is really a system. It's not a single technique, or it's a blend of a very, you know, effective and you know, techniques that have been tried and proven, some of them very new, some of them older techniques that blend together very nicely to be very effective.
Well, one of the, you know, being involved with different healing modalities myself, and I know there are a lot of people listening, people are like, I mean, you know, there's an issue that I call discernment. And a lot of people may not know that word, but it, you know, talk to us a little bit about discernment in the situation of, okay, I'm going to give you an example of where I'm going with this, Robert. Let's just say that you go and you want to have a foot that hurts. And so you want to go to a spiritual healer, or you have some emotional issue, but you really don't know how to know whether or not this person is going to be able to help. How do you ever, and with all the different types of spiritual healers out there, some trained, some untrained, how do you help somebody know, you know, who's the right person to go to?
Well, Vicki, for one thing, that's one of my pet topics, by the way, is discernment. But it's a very complex subject, but I'll try to narrow it down to a couple of key points.
Okay.
One is that as people get into energy work and metaphysics, they sometimes assume that because people claim they can do something, they take them at their word, and they let all the flags and you know, if there's something wrong, if they feel like something's out of place, they don't often pay attention to that. You know, there's signals that you can get when you're talking to somebody that maybe even be a slight head pain or a discomfort or a nausea, or just an inner knowing that, wait a minute, something's not right here, okay? But that's typically, I mean, it's good to rely on senses, but there are ways in the system I teach is how to very specifically measure where a person's coming from, where their energies are, where their attunements are, what kind of influences they have, and we can check integrity, we can check accuracy, You know, for example, Vicki, in the early years of working this on this, I'd run across people that were claiming to channel certain entities. For example, Archangel Michael's a common one, but one individual, probably about 20 years ago, was a very boastful type individual that I this and I that, claiming to channel Archangel Michael, but all his messages were very ego based and not something that you would expect from a divine being. And that alone, you know, was clue enough for me, although he attracted quite a few people to his channelings and his claims to being a healer. But if you looked at where his energies were, and I use the term attunement, and that's a vibrational aspect that we can connect to that allows us access to higher vibrations. Well, the fact is he wasn't attuned to a very high level, and by measuring where his attunement was, it was very clear to me that, you know, his claims of channeling such an entity was totally untrue, unsubstantiated. You know, he was being, you know, it wasn't him necessarily trying to, you know, fool people. He really believed that he was connected to Archangel Michael. But in my methodology that I teach and that I practice, there are ways of measuring and quantifying and validating whether a person is indeed connected to, you know, whatever they're claiming to be connected to. And he, in fact, was not.
Well, it makes total sense, because I want to share something. When we as spiritual seekers, all of us, are wondering, Robert, if we're really connected. You know, I know you've talked to many people that say, well, gee, you know, I feel connected, but I'm not really sure. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it? If you have that total certainty and that knowledge and that skill to know, then you know you're connected. Am I stating that correctly?
Well, that's true, Vicki, but there's various degrees of connected. And we all have to stay open to expanded levels of attunement and consciousness, because we don't know what we don't know, Vicki. We think that we're connected to the highest source possible, and then the next thing you know, as we allow ourselves to be open-minded, we find that there's other levels out there that provide us new information and, you know, higher connections that may slightly alter what our belief system was in the past, or what, you know, the source we've connected to. I mean, you know, people that are thinking that they're connected to the highest source, in their mind and their understanding of the scheme of things, may indeed be connected in their mind to a certain level. But if you look at it in the overall scheme of how the human structure is laid out, the mapping, the blueprint of it to the higher divine connections, very few people truly are reaching their potential.
Now, when you talk about reaching your potential, you know, a lot of people, would you call that self-ascension? How is there a little bit more that you can talk about reaching your
Yeah, it ascension is a whole other subject, Vicki, we could go into. I mean, we all are trying to achieve ascended status, to where we don't have to come back into the embodiment cycle anymore. That's part of what I teach in my training class. But what we're trying to do is tap into ever-expanding levels of vibration called planes of energy. And we're aware of mostly basic metaphysics tells us that there's our physical or emotional or mental plane or etheric plane, where the chakras are. We have our soul and being level, but these are all measurable levels of vibration, and there are levels beyond this that we are capable of tapping into if we are able to clear our energies and build a foundation to where we can sustain these higher levels of vibration.
Okay,
and that's what we call attunement.
Right. And so what I'm so fascinated about is this. There are so many folks, and I'm one of them, that used to pray and used to, not that I don't pray anymore, but I'm going back in time to share something. Because if you are on a certain type of plane that is of a not as high vibration, it's going to be more difficult for all of us to be able to reach those higher energies, those higher ascended masters that can assist us, because the way I understand it, Robert, is that they're not really necessarily hearing us. So it's not that your prayers are like, well, it's almost like they're going out because they're not on the same vibrational radio frequency, if you may. Is that, talk to us a little bit about that.
That's a good way to illustrate it, Vicki. I mean, you can almost, you know, take it and look at it like a cell phone signal. If you get out of range or if there's something wrong in the signal, if there's some interference somewhere, you're not going to be able to hear the person on the other end. And if we have contamination in our energy field, and the way our energy field works is actually has an automated mechanism that starts shutting down our upper connections, almost like circuit breakers in a house. Okay. As we have contamination in our energy field, whether it be external or even internal patterns and records that come up, our connections start shutting down because we're not able to connect to the higher levels. It partially acts as a protective mechanism to prevent damage to soul and higher levels of attunement. So if we're trying to have a communication with the divine beings, the masters, the angels, and archangels, and those connections are minimized or even shut down, we're not going to be heard as loudly as we, or as clearly as we hope we might. And the effectiveness of our requests, whether they be prayers or for ourselves or for others, are simply just not going to be heard as clearly.
Well, I want to share one experience that I had with your training, Robert, and I'm still in Robert's training, just so everyone will know, because it's so phenomenal. It isn't something that you learn in a weekend. I just want to share that with you because it is advanced, and, you know, you have to, the way I'm feeling with this, Robert, is that you have to really, you have to be true, honest, and have high integrity in working in these higher planes, because you just have to. I mean, it can't be a little game that you're playing to make more money or just to do better, or, you know, you have to really have a real strong connection and purpose to be able to sustain these. You can't be doing evil things, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, Vicki, you can't fool the divine ones on integrity and purpose of life, you know. I mean, that's the real thing, and it's not about Robert awarding somebody a certificate and saying you've achieved this attunement or you've achieved this level of accomplishment or, you know, anything like that. It's something that I can measure and it can be validated, but it's something that's achieved through ongoing work on self, clearing external influences that may be blocking, but it's building a platform based on hard work sometimes that you can sustain certain higher levels of vibration. And the key thing to remember here, Vicki, and you've heard me say this, it's not a competition. It's not taking Robert and comparing me to anybody else or Vicki, you to anybody else. Each one of us has our own path that we're on. We have our own past that we've come from. The configurations can be unique. And, you know, especially if we start talking about some of the kids that are coming into the planet now at the Indigo, Crystal, Rainbow, Star Children, they have very unique configurations and unique challenges in whole energy structure. So building out and sustaining platforms that will hold higher vibrations is critical to it, and it's not a contest. It's each one at its own pace, and it's validated. It's you know, it's what you... It's a level that you get from the divine ones. It's, again, it's not me or anybody else awarding you something saying you've achieved this.
Well, I love that, and I'll tell you why. Because in my past experience, Robert, and this is just, you know, I only can speak from my own experiences about things, and everyone that's listening will understand that. But every, how do I say this, healing modality that I've been a part of, and I've gathered beautiful aspects of all of it, okay? So I'm blessed for all of it. Yet I find that in a lot of the spiritual circles that I have been in, there is that competition. There is that little bit of judgment, you know, that, oh, wow, you know, if you don't have this certificate or if you don't, you know, achieve this level. And I tell you, what I have noticed in working with the levels and working with you is that, you know, I just want to give you a clear example of some of the benefits that I have gotten. I have had for the last 6 months severe well, I shouldn't call it severe. Anything that I feel is severe in my life because I don't have pain. But there's been a problem with something in my in the gum structure, and I knew when it happened. And I have been using the technology, if that's the proper word, technology, to apply to working with that. And do you know that it's gone? Now, I know you don't make any claims, and I'm not making any claims either, okay? I make no claims, y'all, any medical claims at all. I'm an attorney here from Georgia, so believe me, I'm not saying Robert makes any claims, and I'm not making any claims. But all I know is it's gone. And
Vicky,
I know
that's a good lead-in, though, because when we're talking about opening pathways and expanding attunements and connections, it's like clearing the freeway. You know, you know whatever city you live in. I have a lot of clients in San Francisco, so we use the analogy. They're north of San Francisco, trying to get across the Bay Bridge to the airport. And one client said, "Well, you're the person that comes and clears that Bay Bridge, so I can get to the airport." You know, in a way, that's what it is. I help clear connections where other modalities and other methods and other things can be brought in to bear. Okay, there's healing vibrations, there's masters and beings at various levels that specialize in healing and various modalities of working with the human race and other, you know, parts of the earth, whether it be humanity, nature, animal, vegetable, but they can bring in healing energies. And if our connections aren't clear, not only can the masters not really hear us clearly, they can't bring in, the connections aren't clear for them to bring in these various qualities. Now, we do have techniques as part of the processes that can bring in very specific healing for a lot of different purposes, whether it's clearing karmic records or healing physical aspects with very specific vibrations. But the primary thing I try to explain to people is that we're clearing the pathway. So whether it be massage therapist, Reiki therapist, hypnotherapist, doctor, you know, all these things, the healing can be more powerful because the contamination energetically is gone and the pathways are clear for those qualities to come in.
So basically, it doesn't matter what healing modality you may have and you have trained in. If you can get your own personal attunement up, that healing modality will work even better. And that's
Absolutely. What I understand
yeah. about it. One thing that I want to mention is because it's been very interesting to me in my experience is like you go to get a massage or something, and sometimes you can go away feeling incredible, and other times you might not feel so good. And I'm now understanding it may be because of the attunement issue with that situation in that particular involvement. Is that correct?
Well,
I know I'm being a little general here, but
yeah, no, you're very correct, Vicky, and it's what we term as what's called spiritual hygiene in my
terms. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's where we as healers, a lot of my clients, Vicky, are healers like yourself, where they're wanting to learn things that can enhance what they're already doing. You know, they may be really good at what they're doing and they want to take it to another level, or they want to expand into even higher levels of consciousness. And there's other real complex situations I deal with, like addictions and things like that. The bottom line is when you're dealing with anybody, whether they're a healer or a client or somebody that you are friends with, if there's contamination in their energy field, they can become a conduit to your energy field and vice versa. So we as healers have to walk the talk as far as keeping our field clear in between clients, okay?
Yes.
And so if you go to a massage therapist and they've just, they may be the, have really good energies, but they may have just had a client that was really messed up energetically. They didn't use good clearing techniques between clients, and that passes on to you and shuts down your energy. So, you know, it could be the best massage in the world, and you walk away feeling terrible.
And that can
happen with anything.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, on your website, which is SED, which stands for Spiritual Energy Dynamics, SED4U.com. I loved reading it. I know you're going through a lot of changes on it, but there was something that you said that I absolutely loved. because there's so many folks today, and I call them spiritual seekers, but you know, you're on an accelerated spiritual ascension path and you're looking for methods to expand your attunements and consciousness. Now you work with that, right?
Yes.
Because that's basically what we've been talking about. So let's just say you have you've been trained very strongly in a healing modality. You know there's more. You know that you could be doing more. These are the types of folks that you could work with. Isn't that right?
Yes, I really enjoy working with them, actually, Vicki. It's fun for me to share this information and do some coaching and you know, experience with them processes that can be taken to new levels of effectiveness.
Right. Well, there are a couple of things, a couple of questions that came up while you were talking that I wanted to address. One is karmic records, soul records, Akashic records, and the soul's journey. Now, I know personally, because I have experienced it with you and your training, that I have released and healed, I'm going to use my words, healed forever certain karmic patterns and records in my own journey. Now, my understanding of this is that my soul's journey is my soul's journey, as is yours or your partner, Brenda's. Everyone has their own soul's journey, but we can still shift the karmic record. So let's talk about that a minute, because that I love I just love anything to do with the Akashic records or soul records, karmic records, whatever. So can you share with us some of your vast knowledge on that?
Vicki, one of the benefits of being in this new time of expanded consciousness on this planet is that there's new dispensations over the last 20, 30, maybe 50 years that's been given to humanity to be able to work through issues in a much accelerated way if they'll just open themselves to expanded consciousness and attunements, where oftentimes now karma does not have to necessarily be played out and lived out and experienced for it to be healed. If you can learn the lessons and if you can work with the karmic boards and go through these accelerated attunements, not just these, but other accelerated expanded consciousness modalities, you actually get dispensations to where, you know, you're getting credit, so to speak, and for experiencing that, for having learned the lessons, and these karmic records can be cleared and healed in that manner in a very accelerated way. We can heal a lot of these records in time frame that would normally take lifetimes to heal. We can do it in a very short order. I mean, depending on where a person is already in consciousness and attunement, it can be months or maybe even a few years, depending on where they are, to take what used to take lifetimes.
Right. Well, I know that there are personally karmic records that I'm releasing right now, and I can tell everyone listening, I can feel the waves of healing coming in. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I feel like jumping up and you know, going on a helicopter ride. It brings a lot of energies up but I know that they're being healed. And boy, I tell you, when they're gone, Robert, they're gone, and I know they're gone. And by the way, I was just doing a little bit of the training that you have given me, and you're very accurate. I was just testing you out.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, isn't that nice? I was just doing my own training that you had given me. I just love it.
Well, one of the differentiating things, too, is that we have a system for measuring and quantifying. I mean, it's not just guesswork. It's not just sensing that, hey, I think, you know, we have these karmic records. We know specifically what they are, where they're coming from, past life records, how far back they go, how far in the future a pattern may exist. We can measure all this, and by measuring it with the level of specificity we get, we can bring very powerful resources to bear to clear it in an accelerated mode. So by measuring it And in doing so, as you know, we're measuring ourselves first and making sure we're clear and we make sure we have the highest connections to make sure the accuracy of what we're reading and getting is as high as possible. I mean, if it's not in the high 90 percentile range, we don't consider it accurate anyway.
Right.
So, but we can measure your karma. We can measure, you know, those things coming up and see, you know, we can delineate progress. You know, before there wasn't a system there that I know of that could say, you know, other than a human being giving you a certificate for an accomplished class that you took, there was no system for delineating really other than David Hawkins' system of consciousness where you are in the scheme of things. You know,
right.
So
right.
With the system, we can measure how much karma do you have left to work through.
Yes, and I know you've worked with me on that, and I know how to measure that now. It's absolutely profound. Now, I want to ask you about, there was something that was mentioned earlier, is that many people are discussing this now, Robert. It's that the clearing of the, and I mentioned it when I introduced you, there are old systems, and I say old, how do I say this, and like clearing negative entities, there are old methods that simply are not adequate anymore. Can you help everyone to understand the discernment of why the new modalities in many instances, not all, but in many, are absolutely phenomenal? I mean, I know that these are the veil between the two worlds is, you know, being removed. And explain that to everyone listening so that they can understand, why is it that it's working better now?
Well, you know, the human technology is expanding. Our vibrations are getting higher and techniques are getting better. That's available to us if we'll just be open to understanding it and learning it and practicing it. It's no different, Vicki, than buying a new computer and trying to run an old program on it. You can't take a 20-year-old computer and run Quicken, you know, new Quicken on it, or take an old program and run it on your new computer. You have virus checks and that are always being geared up for new violations of your computer, new viruses, new people trying to break in with the various things, trying to contaminate and get information off your computer. The same thing is true for those things that are trying to evade our energy field. They're morphing into more sophisticated, advanced entities, beings, processes that they have their own evolution of techniques to try to get through and invade the human energy field. So we have to stay a step ahead and continue to evolve our spiritual technology to be able to deal with that. And that's one of the things that we spend half our time working on, that trying to stay ahead of the game.
Well, it makes sense to me because in my experience of working in different modalities, I always would, at the end of it, Robert, I was always saying, there has to be more. I always would say that because there was always something missing. It wasn't that it was a wrong, anything bad about it. It wasn't about that.
No.
It was just I always felt that there was something else to learn. This is just not the end of all. And that's actually how I found you. I mean, it was almost like you were dropped out of space, because I was, you know, having finished a huge program, a wonderful program. At the same time, I knew that there was more. I said, I know there's more. It isn't that I didn't want to confront what I learned. I had done a fabulous job of it. And at the same time, though, I knew that there was more. And it was very shortly after that that I heard about you. And I think it was somebody from Mississippi or something that told me about you. But I think it's phenomenal because I have been so impressed with the availability for healers, and I know there are a lot of healers listening, and I also know there are a lot of people that, you know, are stressed, they're overwhelmed by life circumstances, and I want to ask you, Robert, how can you help someone who's a nurse, a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, whomever, and they're just overstressed, they're overwhelmed, and they've gone to intuitive services and they've gotten no results, so they've just sort of given up on the spiritual realm. Have you met people like that?
I work with them all the time, Vicki. I have a number of examples of even recent clients that are, one of them is an emergency room nurse, the other's a couple that is nurse practitioners, both of them working in separate cities at very difficult emergency rooms in low-income sections of cities. And their stories, since they've worked with me, and they haven't even taken the classes. This is just through the normal coaching I do during my normal program on how to manage their energies and how to be able to clear just fundamental stuff and clearing energies and protections and things like that to keep so much from collecting into an energy field and you taking it home with you and being worn out after work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there are methods in embedded into this system that help clear that out in an ongoing basis. And that's not only good for you as the person taking care of your own energies, but it's also a service to those that you're working with, whether it be if you are a doctor in a hospital or something. By using these processes, you're actually clearing energies on behalf of those individuals you're working on too.
Well, I know I can use this as an example, is that when I'm working with a legal client or anyone else, it doesn't matter who it is, and there's a little bit of an upset that occurs, the first thing I do is I go to your training, because I know that if I don't clear that for myself, which I need to do for myself as well, but the next person I talk to on the phone, in person, writing a letter to, I'm going to be sending out that vibration to those folks as well. So the karmic manifestations or the karmic influence of this can be profound. In other words, if you don't know how to clear this off and if you don't know what to do, it can be profoundly not good.
Yeah, it can stir up what we call records and patterns, which are just past life situations. Vicki, you know, as we've talked about a number of times, we've all, just about every one of us, have had embodiments together going back eons of time, and they haven't always been good experiences. Depending on any two of us or group of us or, you know, community, whatever, we can all have, you know, you can bump into somebody at the store casually and something gets stirred up where you have an instant like or dislike for that person. Oftentimes, that's records from the past that are being stirred up and coming up for healing. And if you don't have a process for healing that, it's just going to fester and build up in your system and contribute to, you know, the discomforts that you already have.
Right. And one of the aspects that I've noticed is that even with being trained in wonderful healing modalities, if your attunement is not of higher energy vibration, a lot of that, it doesn't ever get really healed. I don't know how best that I can explain it. But your system of work, well, you know, the system, the spiritual energy dynamic system of working with the records and patterns, for me, has been one of the most healing aspects of any healing modality that you already are doing. It actually helps, no matter what you're doing, to release it faster, quicker, and permanently. Now, that's what I have noticed. Now, you know what? I want to share something, Robert. You had mentioned earlier about children coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something with kids, because I have a daughter who is right-brained. She cannot learn traditionally. And I'm going to tell you right now, she has, self-esteem-wise, believed that there was something wrong with her. I started using your chart, and I use chart for all those listening. Chart is just the training tool. That's the way I describe it. So you're using your tools, and I have gotten her within a very short time up to grade level where she's enjoying learning and loving school. And you know what she told me today is, I actually feel like I can learn like the rest of the kids. I was profoundly affected, because there are many right-brained children that are rainbow children, whatever you want to call them, indigo, whatever. They're all coming in, the new kids coming in. They don't learn the same, Robert.
No, they don't.
A lot of, you know, they don't learn the same.
No, and the old modalities of interacting with them and disciplining them. I'm old school. Pretty firm with my kids. Although luckily my kids were so good, I didn't have to be firm with them too often. But as I work with parents of the Crystal kids, and Brenda especially works with them a lot, and we talk about them. You know, we know that the old ways of discipline and talking with them and explaining with them just don't work. Their ways of perceiving things are different. So when we have researched this energetically, their wiring is different. They come from a different source. They come from a higher level of attunement and consciousness than where we came from. So they come in with a more advanced perception of things. However, that can quickly get eroded, and they can have a lot of problems very quickly because they don't adjust very well to the earth environment. It's not what they expected to come into sometimes.
Well, don't you think, though, too, that if we don't adjust to what they're learning and we have to grow like you did, like I mentioned earlier, you don't just take the old way you did this, you learned this system 35 years ago. You're going with the advancement of it as the higher frequencies come in and share it with you. And I feel like we need to do that with our children. We can't keep teaching them the same way. We can't keep doing the same way. By the way, you mentioned Brenda. Tell us a little bit about Brenda.
Well, Brenda's a remarkable healer. Her and I have been together about 3 years now, and she just boggles my mind every day of her dedication and continuing just side by side with me, continuing to look for new answers for things and look for new explanations that the status quo, the old way of doing things, aren't necessarily as effective as they need to be for the new energies, you know. And so we work together with this, and her whole life is dedicated to finding these answers and working with people in a very, very an amazing way. I think she's one of the most remarkable healers I've ever been around.
I have to share with everyone that she also did a healing on my home. Well, she's done a lot with me as well, but she's also done a healing on my home, a house clearing. And it was absolutely incredible because I have to tell you, Robert, she did something that nobody else had ever done. I've had four different people come in. You know what she did? She asked the permission of an Indian maiden that was here from the time this land, 300-400 years ago. No one had ever asked for permission to heal, to do any kind of clearing on the house. And Brenda's awareness, her attunement is so high that she was aware to do that. And of course, the healing took place after that. So, and there's some wonderful healers that have done that, a house clearing on this house, but never to the degree that Brenda was able to do. So I just wanted to share that with everyone so that now let's just say, Robert, that, someone's listening tonight and, I don't know, they've got something going in their life. They've got some negative influence, but they can't figure it out what it is. They don't know what's going on in their life. They've tried everything in the world. Can they go to your website and will you talk to them and give them a session or something so that you can kind of know, talk to them for a few minutes to kind of find out what you could do for them?
Vicki, absolutely. My initial consultations are no charge, and I don't put a time limit on them. Oftentimes they go 15 minutes to an hour because the conversations are so stimulating to me, and I love sharing this material. But yeah, absolutely, I'd be glad to answer questions about what our capabilities are. I'm very open and honest with people, Vicki, as far as what I feel like I can do for them, and I don't make claims that it fixes everything and resolves everything, or that healing is instant, you snap your fingers and it's magically done. There's processes that have to take place in the background. There's other modalities that may be needed. There may be traditional, care that's part of a program. So typically I do this, and Brenda does the same thing, is we work with clients in a way that we take a look at their energy configuration, make recommendations, help them with the energies. But sometimes the recommendation may be that they may need another modality to come in and help with it. And it's trying to help them solve a problem and get to root cause.
Well, and you know, there's the key, the root cause, because you can do a little fluff here and a little fluff there, and it makes us feel better. But the truth is, we have to come back to the same root issue one way or the other. And so I think it's, there goes the phone. Somebody's already trying to call in to get, but they're calling the wrong number. Sorry, Robert, somebody wanted to talk to you, but okay. They're calling the wrong number. The number here to call is 888-627-6008. So those that are calling my number, even though I know you want to talk to Robert, you have to call that 888-626-6008 number. So just know that. Now, I want to talk to you about something else. Let's say, now I know with someone like myself, I've been in the healing business. I love it. I love to work with people. At the same time, though, when I find something that works for me, what I want is to learn how to do it. But there might be other folks out there that really just want to have this work for them. So you don't have to go through your training. You can just call up you and you'll help them through whatever situation they've got. Now, that's my understanding.
Yeah,
right?
Vicki, I have programs that I use. My typical program is 2 weeks in length, where I monitor and work with energies and have a few phone calls over that period with the client. It's not a one-time phone session. I work behind the scenes, offline, and then we have discussions to discuss what's going on and make adjustments and fine-tune along the way and work on specific problems. The two-week program is designed to help get at different layers that things may be out there. We may, in the first day, clear a couple layers of things, and it may stir the pot and stir up some stuff that we need to do some healing on, and then uncover some other aspects that need clearing. So the 2 weeks are part of that, and then for a lot of people, it involves expansions of attunement levels too, maybe in the second week. And I do some coaching along the way, too. But I also, like you know, offer some training classes as well on how to do this.
Well, I tell you what I love about the training classes, and I will speak from experience, is that you learn how to hold those attunements. You learn how to work with them so that you can be a little bit more self-empowered in knowing, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I know where I am attunement-wise. And it can, I'm going to tell y'all, everybody listening, if I had not had your training, Robert, I had two experiences in my life that I don't know how I would have survived without it. And I'll be just quite honest with you. It was that serious. And so I make no bones about that the spiritual energy dynamics works. I knew how to shift. Of course, you helped me, and there's no doubt that that occurred. Yet at the same time, if I had not had that connection and had not had this skill, I mean, I can use it constantly now to you know, move the attunement up. And I want to share that with everybody, because this is not some foreign something or another that you can't learn to do yourself. You can learn to do it. And I tell you, Robert, there were two instances, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I don't know how I would have survived them. It's not that I think I would have died, but I probably would have wished I had, because it was so serious and so profound. And it was this technology that helped me to get through them. And I, you know what? I got through them in such a short time that it was, I felt like I had shifted a lifetimes. I remember my name was the same. I had the same house, the same child, the same pets. But I felt like my life was different. And I looked back. I remember the last time I spoke with you. I looked back and I said, oh, my gosh, Robert, it's only been 6 weeks. I mean, that was just like, it was like a different life to me, though. I felt that differently. And the experience, the energies that had shifted had been so profound that it was amazing to me that something like that could happen in such a short time. And it really wasn't 6 weeks. It was actually 3 weeks when the major shift occurred. It was 3 weeks. So not even that long, actually. So, you know, I'm making it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Vicki, you know, as we've talked through, you know, the training that you've been in, one of the most important things from my perspective, is to help empower people to be able to manage their own energies. Yes. That's what this system is about. It's not about becoming dependent on a guru or a psychic mm-hmm. or anything like that, to where, I mean, we all have needs for support once in a while. We all get into things where we need somebody else to look in. But this minimizes that, and it really empowers people, if they want to be self-empowered, to be able to not only manage their own energies, but once they learn that, they can help their family members and friends and clients and whatever it is they're doing. If they're healers, they can certainly use it to enhance what they're already doing.
There's no doubt about that. Now, there's one other aspect that I want to share with everybody, and also I just want to remember, if you want to get in contact with Robert, it's SED4U, the number 4, SED4U.com, and that's, of course, that's www. And Robert's number is on there, and if Robert, you want to give the number out, I'll go ahead and give that out. It's up to you, but you can go to his website as well. I want to talk a little bit about the fact that when you are going through these shifts in consciousness, these shifts in karma, you have to be willing to go through it, like you had said, because it is not always the most comfortable in the situation. You may have a moment where you have to actually experience something. You know, you have to feel it. You have to go through it. But yet, when it's gone, this is what I feel is so powerful about this training. When it's gone, it's gone. And you know it's gone. It's gone. And I think that's something that a lot of people are looking for, is a little bit more permanent healing.
Yeah, Vicki, you know, as we expand consciousness, we have the opportunity to go deeper and further back, deeper, peeling back the layer of the onion and stir things up. I mean, life experience stirs things up. Other modalities stir things up. But what our processes do is help heal them in a very accelerated manner, instead of having to go through 10, 20 or years or lifetime full of discomforts. You know, we can clear these out pretty quickly and then get ready for the next wave that comes up and allow for additional expansions. But that's what it is. With each level of attunement comes a deeper peeling back of the onion and more powerful processes and more powerful resources that can come in and help clear these out.
Well, now, one way that you had explained it to me is that when you're clearing with your processes these karmic records or the karma clearing, whatever you want to call it, when you're moving this karma away, you're permanently healing it. Now, you're not getting rid of every karma that ever happened from the future. Well, there you can. I know that we can. But essentially, if you create new karma, balancing, you know, if you're unkind to people and you kick dogs, you're going to have new karma. But the old karma that you cleared out is permanently gone, correct?
Yeah, yes, that's correct, Vicki. Yeah. But mm-hmm. keep in mind, with expanded attunements and consciousness comes expanded responsibility.
Yes.
Okay, so we have greater tools for clearing things, but if we don't use them properly, if we don't, practice what we preach as far as a spiritual lifestyle, it doesn't mean we can't be human beings, you know, go mm-hmm. go have a beer and watch a ball game. It just means how do we treat fellow humans and our animate kingdom friends, and that, yeah, we can certainly have, you know, the power of our thoughts, the power of our actions are expanded, and we will not be able to sustain attunements if we don't take the responsibility to keep those energies clear. It's not something you achieve and then it stays there forever. You can go up and down that scale very easily, and oftentimes we do. And sometimes we do by intention to get to the right level of vibration for the qualities we need. But karmically speaking, yeah, to answer your question, yes, karma that we clear and heal is permanent, but because of the responsibility we have, we can very easily create more.
Well, one of the aspects that I have gotten out of the training myself, and I don't even want to call it training, it's my way of life, it's living. the way that I live now. But for the very first time, and I'm, you know, I'm not the youngest thing on the block, but I'm not the oldest on the planet either. And I have to tell you that for the very first time, I have actually felt and feel abundant. And I've asked, you know, in my training with the records and patterns that I've been working on to really feel abundant. And it's the most powerful feeling because no one can take it away. No one. It doesn't ever go away because it's a part of you. And I really want to thank you publicly for that because I have been searching for that. Even though I knew it was within me, I had to feel it and own it and have it. And it was without a doubt the work that I have done in the training with the spiritual energy dynamics that has given me that ability to feel that. And I want to just outright say thank you because it feels good.
Well, you're welcome, Vicki. And you and I have talked about that many times about, you know, we've all been there with it. So.
Yes, yes. And it's a process. You know, it's not like one day you wake up abundant. It's levels of abundance. Then you go to the next level of abundance. And it's a lifelong journey. And I want to say that for spiritual seekers who really want to grow and actually make a difference in this life and all your other lifetimes to come and the past lives you've had. Spiritual energy dynamics for me has been the most wonderful program that I process, a way of life. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's been something that I'm looking forward to learning every single day of my life as long as I'm on this incarnation. And I'm sure when I come back, it'll be even more advanced. Who knows? So it's exciting to know that there's always going to be something here that we can grow and have that for us. So I just really want to thank you for your dedication, Robert, because this is not something that you just go take a weekend class in, like you say, and get a cert. This is life. This is the way you're living your life. And just share something with us. I know we just have a few more minutes, but share something with everyone that you would like to for them to know.
Well, again, the real emphasis here is not, it's not a competition. It's not putting any other modality down, anything like that. It's personal growth and expansion, and everybody's capable of it. Everybody's capable of expanding their consciousness. There's really no limitations as long as you don't allow yourself to get trapped in an old dogma. And it can happen to all of us. It happens not just in fundamental religion systems. It happens in the metaphysical world as well. I've seen it many, many times over the years. So if we allow ourselves to be open-mindedness and expand, we can all achieve new and higher levels.
Well, I definitely understand that, and I hope everyone will contact Robert. Go to his website at SED4U.com, and also you can just go to SpiritualEnergyDynamics.com as well, and I think it'll get you over to SED4U. And if you want to contact me at VickiFord.com. Now, Robert, I want to thank you. We've still got a few more minutes, so I just want to ask you some questions about, is there a lot of understanding in the spiritual world right now about attunements? Because I didn't hear a lot about it before I connected with you. I mean, a lot of the Indian people talk about it, different modalities, but not here lately.
Well, not attunements to the degree that we're talking about within spiritual energy dynamics. Right. We've been introduced to some pretty unique levels that weren't really available to humanity or humanity didn't know about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so these are just expanded vibrations that are available to humankind now. And, you know, so even some of the more highest vibrational, most enlightened individuals on this planet still have room for growth and expansions, and all they have to do is be open-minded to it. But no, this is brand new stuff, Vicki.
Yeah, well, I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and to have this ability to grow and expand and keep rising and raising the attunement, because I tell you, it makes a difference in your life. I wake up feeling and just my whole life is very, very different, and I know it's even going to get better every day. So, Robert Tom with Spiritual Energy Dynamics, thank you so much for being on the Vicki Ford Show. You have just helped so many of us, and I thank you. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Vicki.
Yes, and y'all be sure and tune back in to the Vicki Ford Show. I will be back October 24th and also on Halloween, although I may replay this episode tonight of the Vicki Ford Show with Robert Tom on Halloween. So if you missed it, be sure and let everyone know that didn't get to hear it tonight. They will probably be airing it again shortly. I'll let everybody know. Good night and make a great week. Good night. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.